Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with daddy magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict.
Oh, sorry, that's my cue. Hi, everybody. Guess what? Guess who I'm with right now? Oh my God, we're in person, real life together. Okay, don't touch me. Oh. Oh my God, we're reunited after two fucking entire years of not seeing each other.
That's unreal, unreal.
And the only reason why we lost track of that time is because we call each other every single day.
We kind of do.
For work and or fun.
Yeah.
Usually and not or.
Right, my or.
So it's really nice to be back with you.
And where are we? And where are we right now?
We're in New Orleans.
And
I walked into a happy birthday banner and balloons and decorations and a charcuterie board that said my name and a heart in salami, which is like the best way to get to an Italian girl's pussy is to make a fucking salami board for her with cheese.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here for salami board cheese.
You have one purpose in my life, and that's to make me charcuterie boards.
Charcuteries? Damn me, charcuterie boards. Beautiful. So have you been drinking here in New Orleans?
I've been fucked up the whole time. And, like, I don't really drink much anymore, and I don't really smoke much anymore, but I've been fucked up the whole time.
Yes.
Some, and that's the way it should be.
That's what vacations are for, right?
Well, within railing.
Like, I have to work at that second half of this.
Yeah.
Because you won't be here. So,
yeah.
Why not spend 4 days just liquored up?
Exactly.
You know,
make that pussy all excited.
And for the record, when we say like liquored up, it was what, like two shots of tequila and then a pina colada daiquiri, the frozen kind? It's not like I drank for like 80 drinks, you know, I'm not.
True.
Because I get drunk really easily, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, you did tequila sunrise.
I always had to wipe you off the sidewalk or anything.
I hope that does not happen. Although tomorrow's my birthday, so maybe.
Yeah, well, you're just going to pin the dollar bill to your shirt.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a tradition in New Orleans. If you pin a dollar bill to your shirt on your birthday, people apparently, like, give you presents. And
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's amazing. They stuff your pockets with, like, I wear something will cast that you won't have pockets. Will you have cleavage?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with strangers?
Absolutely not. and not for the reason you think. I would absolutely need to sanitize my tits, tit sanitize after each interaction.
To sanitize.
Today we were on a walking tour, and a couple times the tour guide handed their phone out to everybody in the group to look at a photo on their phone.
Yeah.
And every time I took the phone and looked at it, I hand sanitized afterward.
Really?
Well, that it was passed between nine hands.
No, I was trying not to.
That's nine chances of somebody touching one of their holes and then touching that phone. That's germy as fuck. You know? I don't want to touch something that's been touched nine times and not clean up after.
Yeah, no, good point. It had like really weird bunny ear. Like it felt almost like a sex toy.
Oh, I used to have one of those cases. I had like a big teddy bear.
Yeah.
It's like a big, what's that material?
Like latex?
Silicone.
Silicone. That's it. Silicone. Right. That's why I thought it was a sex toy. It felt like a little silicone-y.
Touché.
Like, and then I really wondered what hole she had touched.
Yeah.
Before handing over the phone.
Oh my Lord. So anyways, oh, yeah. So, no, nobody can put money in my tits, but
yeah,
I will carry a purse. And if they want to give me money, they could just slip it in my purse.
Okay.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Or they can hand it to me in my hand. I'll still have to hand sanitize, but I don't want to sanitize my tits is the point.
Yeah. It would get like dry, right? The skin after a while.
Yeah. If you feel my hands.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter with the hand sanitizer plus the cold.
Lizard hands.
So I have to, every time I hand sanitize, I then put lotion on the back of my hands and rub it in. so that I'm not dry on the back of my.
I always wondered why Rimmon did that.
It's because we don't want lotion on our, to like on our hands because of the texture. You know, it's like you don't want
you don't want it to feel gooey.
The slime, yeah.
But like, isn't that the moisture? Like,
well, no, that's why the front of my hands are fucking dry and the back are really soft.
Okay.
In the summertime, they're always soft, like all over. This is the stupidest episode. I am so cooked right now.
No, I think it's a good conversation. I mean,
I think we're just teaching people my different
phobia
quirks.
Oh, I meant quirk.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
The music's been good so far. There's been like lots of hot people wandering around.
Yeah, it's pretty we're big. Doing a jazz dinner boat, steamboat
tour tomorrow
night for my birthday.
On the Queen.
On the Queen.
What's it called?
Queen Creole.
Queen Creole.
Right.
Or Creole Queen.
Creole.
One combination of that.
Yeah. All I know is tomorrow night I'm going to be the fucking queen.
Yeah.
And we're going to eat.
That buffet. So much it's food. A buffet, right?
I don't know, but I'm going to eat it.
Oh my God.
It's going to be so good. Good.
I like how we don't even know if it's a buffet and you're like, it sounds so good.
No, because like.
We have no details and it sounds delicious.
No, I think I read on the sign it said buffet.
It has great ratings.
Or like you sent me a screenshot that said.
It's a buffet. Yeah. Why are we saying it buffet?
What is it called? A buffet?
No, a buffet.
Buffet.
You're going buffet. Like, you're emphasizing the wrong syllable. It's like when you say tofu. Say tofu. Tofu.
Tofu.
You say tofu. You're tofu. Saying buffet tofu. Instead of buffet.
Is it tofu? Or is it just tofu?
It's tofu. And you always say tofu as if it's like a question. I'm like, God bless you. It's cute though. Like, it's not. This isn't me picking on you. It's just me, like, pointing out it's adorable.
Aww.
I always think it's cute the way you say tofu.
Tofu.
I had never thought about it.
I haven't told you about this before?
I really don't think so.
I definitely.
I mean, maybe you did, and I was like, oh.
I mean, 20 years of friendship is a lot. Well, I'm sorry, 18.
Yeah.
So far.
And counting. Yeah. As long.
18? I don't know math.
It sounds pretty good.
17.
Wait. Oh, no, cool.
How old are you?
37.
Yeah, so 18.
Yeah.
We could have had a whole adult child together by now.
Oh, my goodness. That is one way to think about it. Our child could be in college now or something.
Yeah. We could be sending off our kid to college. If we weren't just friends and you knocked me up when we first met.
Would you have kept the baby?
No.
I was like, this is like such a super hypothetical. It's like it's a, hypothetical.
It's like a super fun one now.
Oh my God. So if I knocked you up at like 19 or like say 20 for like easy math.
Oh, we met at 19.
Yeah, I know. But let's say we waited a year before you got pregnant.
Oh my God, wait, this is exactly what happened with my mom and dad. Really? My mom was 19. He knocked her up and she had a baby a year later when they got together. And well, he was
9 months later or
he was 35. Later. You were only 10 years older than me, not 16. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Like your father
and mother.
Oh my God.
Cheers. My water cup.
Cheers.
So, oh, we didn't clink, though.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know how she's going to make it through the Creole Queen.
That's tomorrow. I have a whole day.
Oh, that's true.
To prepare.
Recovery and such.
Even, yeah, but tomorrow we have a full pack day.
Yeah, because we're going to the drums.
Yeah.
And they're going to...
I like how you're pantomiming drums right
now. I am. Can't you all see it?
Yeah, no. We're going to go do drums. We're going to watch other people.
Do drums.
We're going to watch a drum circle because somebody from New Orleans suggested it.
Yes.
As something to do that happens I have an experience.
Coincide.
Yeah. So,
which I think is like cosmic on some level.
It's definitely a symbol.
That tree was mad cool today, though. that crazy tree.
You sent a prayer or whatever the hell?
I mean,
not a prayer, a thought.
Oh, I sent a thought. I like that. I did send a thought.
Cool.
It hasn't panned out yet, but I sent it.
Did you send a thought for a thought? Like a THOT thought?
Those are a little easier to get.
I did not pull Grindr out. Yeah, the tree.
No, I thought about it though. There were some hot fucking people over there.
Yeah, that was cool. I'm glad. Yeah, I sent a thought into the tree and I left a hair elastic behind.
Nice. Which one of the orishas did you like cared about the most? I like the.
I don't remember anything. So, next topic. Anyways, I'm so cooked right now.
I love it.
I'm high as two kites.
Well, yeah, it's
a kite connected to a kite. That's where I am.
It's a New Orleans like transmission.
Like if lightning was out, it would be certain death. That's how many kites I'm on.
Okay.
So it might be a short podcast.
Well, it has to be because you guys have a thing to watch.
Oh, there's...
Yeah. Are you excited about
that? The MLS championships? I am. And I know, like, I never talk about sports, but like...
We always talk about soccer on this podcast.
We do actually end up talking about soccer. I do like soccer. And it's like... It's... Again, what
is
it?
Queer?
It's so queer. Yeah. Like, every time we're listening, like, they say things, and, like, if you hear it the right way, it's just the filthiest shit. Like, I'm trying to think of an example, but it was like, you know, he's got to get on top of him. And, like, you know, just, like, everything that comes out of their mouth is, like...
I feel that way when I'm watching wrestling, you know? He's like, he just gave him... a hard bottom stunner to the face, you know, and like
right.
That's not actually a move. I just combined like four thoughts, but like the point is, it's always just like, you know, oh, that's got to be so hard, like, you know, just like really sexually suggestive language, and like they're not trying to be. It's just like those.
I know it's just a lingo. I know, and it's so hard, but like.
It's
you know,
so hard.
You're hearing that lingo and you're watching the fucking packages bounce up and down in the like razor thin soccer shorts.
These guys.
And the ones with the fat fucking asses, like just shaped like soccer shorts are incredible.
These guys are in like singlets and fucking, you know.
Yeah, I like the game too. Let's be
I like the wrestling too. Yeah. But it's just like there is a sexual component to most sporting things, because using your physical body is, what's more physical than football? Sex.
Exactly.
You know, the other way around. But either way, you know, there has to be a tie-in.
I mean, like, and I love because they are, like, in general, like, pretty, like, affectionate physical in a way that you don't, like, necessarily see in, like, baseball or football.
Well, football is wicked fucking touchy feely.
Well, yeah, but
those dudes be fucking.
But it's literally
they'd be grabbing each other's dicks and asses and grinding on each other. Oh wait, that's the fan fiction I wrote last night. I'm sorry, I got.
Well, that's the thing too. Like right now, there's like a lot of football energy going on around the holiday, and then there's the football energy going on around the like.
I thought you said the fupa.
The fupa, no.
The football energy and the fupa energy.
It's mad fupa. But yeah, so it's like the MLS Cup. And like the team that I like has made it to like...
Which team do you like? The Red Bulls?
The Red Bulls, the New York Red Bulls.
I'm not going to lie. I hate that name. I know it's because... Red Bull, I always...
No, fair enough. Like the branding portion is a little irritating, you know, because... It feels like a bought product kind of team. But, you know, we went there once with you.
No, it's awesome. I'm just saying, I just don't like the
name. No, totally.
I wish it was like the New Jersey Devils. Or is that already a team?
No, I love that, though.
Yes.
So they used to be the Metro Stars.
They used to be the Metro Stars. Yeah.
But the Legacy. Oh, my God. Is it the New Jersey Devil that I'm thinking of? What's that folklore about a witch that comes to you? Is that the New Jersey Devil?
Hansel and Gretel?
What? No, it's a New Jersey specific folklore.
I didn't know Jersey.
I think it might be the New Jersey Devil. Let me Google
New Jersey Devil. Oh, that's kind of, yeah, so it's exciting. I hope they win, huh?
They did hockey?
The New Jersey Devils. I don't even know. It's either folklore or a hockey team.
Well, no, it is a team, yes. But I'm trying to figure out
what it
counts. I had a tie-in, but I had to get answer that first, and I'm sorry that this is deviated from what we're talking about, but
so yeah, the MLS Cup is coming up December 7th, and we're down to the final four teams. So it's pretty exciting. Like, and I've never like followed sports through to a championship like thing, really. So when you
The Jersey Devil. That's the witch or something that comes or something like that. And that they scream at the top of their lungs.
Like a siren?
Like, you know, it's like a screaming one. What is the scream?
Like a wailing?
A banshee.
Yes.
There's different, in like every culture, there's a different.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's apparently, that's an old, sorry.
No.
I don't actually remember what I was. No, I know. Yeah.
Also, right?
But it's the team is the Devils.
This is the Jersey Devil.
I didn't specify that was the difference. Just the pluralization. Holy shit. Can you erase this episode?
No. It's lovely.
I haven't been this stoned in a long time.
I know. That's what's so funny about it, because you're like.
Well, and I had two tequila sunrises because a quarter of one of them, the first one, fell in my jacket. And the lady was so nice. She was like, I'm going to give you a second one. And I didn't need a full second one. I only had a quarter left that I dropped on my jacket.
You had a little bit of pink and melted ice.
Yeah, like not truly, madly, deeply, it was not that much left. And this woman, this delightful angel of a woman, went back and made me a whole new one. So I gave her like a 40% tip just because she was so sweet. So if I had just rebought the drink.
I love it, Rachie.
No, I'm kidding.
Like, she had a very sweet energy. And like,
she was awesome.
I think that's what I usually feel down here, is that people want people to have a good time, like for the most part.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, I heard my grandma saying, what was it?
It was like a P.
No good deed goes
unpunished.
Wait.
I don't even know what that means.
Is that a curse, then?
Did she curse?
No, I think it's just like, it's very hospitality, like, you know, it was a
yeah,
very,
like, the point was that she was trying to make is just like, you're going, like, I'm, why not?
Why not?
Why not make your day better?
Yeah.
Like, you just dropped fucking, and you're right, that jacket is very, like, water resistant.
Very resilient. It was like,
it's good. That's a good job.
That is good. That's good to have.
Well, considering the color of it, I was like, fuck.
What color is that?
It's like a beige tan.
Like, it doesn't have a little bit of a green tint to it?
No.
No.
Oh, it might just be dirty. I wear it a lot, you know?
So I want to mention, like,
this is a great sex box.
They outlawed poppers in Louisiana in August.
I'm sorry, not sorry, to all of
the queer community.
Yes.
Why?
If you read the fucking packaging, it says may cause brain death. I don't give a fuck what it does to your asshole rim. Get some lube and breathe, okay? May cause brain death is a sentence I never thought I would fucking read on the back of something that they sell at the bodega.
Yeah.
And guess what? No.
No, I even hear you.
No.
But like, look, to me, these things always fall in like some sort of like personal responsibility and like the reality is like, I don't like poppers that often either, but like, I like being able to buy them for a special occasion, you know, like just like a naughty moment, not like hitting them every fucking night or anything.
Listen, I
I am pro drug use. I'm pro do whatever you want with your life. And I'm also pro addiction is really, really hard to even understand if you're not an addict.
Sure.
So like there's, I'm a no judgment zone.
Right.
I have done all sorts of shit in my life. I'm never going to talk about it on here, but guess, you know, who cares? But I've also done poppers, but there's something about a label on the back of the, it's not like it's just a known fact that it could, you know, when you're, I know plenty of people that are like, yeah, I do coke still, even though fentanyl is the thing, I don't test it either. And I'm like, just test it.
Yeah.
Like, please just test it. But like, there's a good chance that that line of coke you're doing is not going to kill you, right?
But yeah.
The packaging doesn't say may contain fentanyl, you could die.
Right.
The package you are snorting out of says on the back may cause brain death. I'm sorry, no. Okay, take the label off and
I appreciate it. No. I appreciate your logic. And like, here's the thing. Like,
from it's just too much.
A public health standpoint, like, do you want to try to keep like poisons out of people's hands? Sure. But like, you know, people go and like huff like air cans, you know, and like, you know, like you, they're always going to find a way, you know? And so like, I think that there's like a level of like,
yeah, I get it. I mean, I don't want to say like they should actually ban it, but at the same time,
no,
like,
I get what you're saying.
I wasn't upset to hear that something that could cause brain death is off the market, you know?
No, fair enough. But it made me wonder, like, what happens if you get caught with, like, poppers? Like, is it, like, just purchasing them? Or, like, do you get in trouble if you get caught with them?
Oh, like, is it, like,
yeah,
and like, contraband?
Is it contraband now? Like, that's my curiosity, you know? Like,
but how do you get caught with poppers? You're just doing them on the side of the road?
I don't know. Like, maybe you're in, like, your
family. Oh, you're pulled over and, like, you're patted down or something?
Or, like, you're at your local friendly park after hours, like, cruising and, like...
You're probably going to get caught for indecent exposure, not for doing poppers. Yeah, it would probably be like a low-level drug charge if you have them.
I mean, it's so weird because like what it creates is like this.
I don't approve of that.
You're all of a sudden creating like an alternative economy too, of which like...
Yeah, it just goes underground.
Because like whenever I've traveled, like... It's like outside of the country, you'll find at least like one person on that.
All right, listen, I'm going to change my stance on this. I say this. If Rush, for example, let's just say Rush. If Rush is the one of the brands that is the most popular, right? And it is one of probably like the most highly like tested and under scrutiny of all the VCR cleaners, if you will. And there's the least amount of deaths from Rush, then yes, keep Rush on the market. Don't put it underground, because when you put shit underground, people start fucking with your shit.
They start making fake way more.
Yeah, and then that's the stuff that ends up with fentanyl in it and killing you, you know? So, okay, keep it on the fucking market. That's disappointing that they took it off the market. I'm sorry, I have a visceral reaction about something that says brain death.
It actually brings up
that's all.
It's actually
I'm just old. And I'm scared for my boys.
It's a good little debate because it is kind of like, you know, it already skirts the line in most states of like, we're putting this out here. You can't call it what it's called. We all know that it's for like some sort of sexual play, you know, for the most part.
Right.
But like, you know, because it's like always walking this line of legality, non-legality, there it already has that problem of like, how safe is it? Who is like, you know, and I know they're making like a lot more natural ones these days. There's apparently like, you know, stuff using like, you know, like not like patchouli, but like oils and stuff that have natural vapors. That
no, like bath salts. Wonderful.
No, but like things that don't kill you and make you brain dead, essentially. No brain death involved.
No brain death.
No brain death.
And it, would you believe it? There's stuff even...
Wouldn't you believe it?
More, would you believe it? There's stuff even more hardcore than that. There's a spray that people like spray into a cloth that is like Popper's branded kind of stuff.
Wow.
And like that stuff makes you just feel stupid. Like you can see the brain.
Is that like a whippet?
Almost, but like you're not supposed to.
Have you done a whippet before?
Me? Yeah, like when I was like 14 or something, you know?
Like the what is it? It's like whipped cream can.
Yeah, it's just says, like you leak it enough to take the air.
You just have to teach people how to do it. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to say the mechanism. Like, I think
it. I love that. We're just breaking laws.
We're NOLA. Like, tell me there's not like a Bacchus-y, like, go out, you know? And so, like, that's one, like, element kind of like left to explore is something like naughty or sexual here. And I feel like New Orleans is kind of like pulled back on that since the bathhouse is closed. And like, you know, they have like their Southern Decadence, which is like their big, almost like queer New Orleans festival in September, which we all need to go to sometime. I think that'd be fun.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of the sexuality just feels like mainstream, you know? Like,
yeah.
Hustler is still here. And like that's a lot of the places are like just like old strip joints, which is cool. Like I like that that's still here because there's a good, you know, people on vacation are more likely to spend money on sex workers. So it's like, fuck yeah, you know, like let the girls work here. But also there's like a lot less of it. There's a lot less go-go dancers. There are a lot less people in the streets.
Yeah.
But also it's been cold here. So I feel like
that's true.
The debauchery here is also based on
like
what, warm, like the lack of clothing you can wear. Although last night, most people like I saw a lot of ass out, which was nice.
That was the barely clothed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and Bourbon Street was hopping.
There was a lot of half naked people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. It was like, I wasn't expecting that because of how cold it was, but people still. So that's why I have to make sure I go out every night looking like a hooker. Because, well, no, I mean that with respect.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know, yeah. And I'm pro hooker.
Well, you didn't bring any clothes with you that aren't see-through. So
that's true.
I don't
know. It was funny. I was pulling out all of my clothing just to like unpack. And Aaron was like, not a single thing has like material to it's all mesh. And I was like, well, yeah.
And like, well,
what do you think I'm wearing?
And we were in like some like malarial zone. We could sew all those things together and have a mosquito net. Like
wow. That's really smart. And that's why you should always keep me around, because I always have some level of fishing net.
Some like bear bro.
I might not have poppers, but I'll have fishing net.
I like that.
I mean, I've done them and they're fun. So like no judgment, honestly.
I mean, it's fun to watch somebody do them when you don't do them. And like, especially if they're not.
I still have the video of me doing it with you for the first
time. Hilarious. Like, cause it's like you do them. And if especially.
Every time I do them, I can't feel my hands.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like.
May cause brain death. Cannot feel limbs.
I mean, but it's so fast, right? Like, I think
it was not fast enough. That was a long time.
Well, it feels that way when you're like trying to deep throat a dick or take one. Like, it's not long enough.
I didn't have sex on poppers before, though.
No,
I just did them with you.
Yeah,
and you filmed me and asked me funny questions.
Right. I mean, that part I think is rude. Are you? Yeah, they'll go dancing.
Yeah, that's like, wild. Yeah. I would pass out. Yeah, okay. I'm glad everybody's on the page about that, because I don't know how people like do it and then function.
I just think it's a funny to switch up the context. Like, imagine like doing a show where like we're gonna ask you three trivia questions, but first, and they're not complicated trivia questions. They're like things like most people know.
Well, don't give people an idea of a show that we could create ourselves.
It'd be like, hit that popper bottle.
You pick which illegal drug you want to do.
Right.
And then we ask you three questions.
Oh my God, that's funny. Yeah.
It was like, I'm down.
They're definitely going to look for our physical address for the podcast for things like that.
Whatever. So do you think you will go out after I go to sleep one night and like go to one of the gay bars or something?
I mean, I would think.
I mean, I might go to the gay bars with you tomorrow.
You know?
Or tonight.
Yeah, I would think about it. I think, like, I'm, like, really excited about tomorrow being your birthday and being the warmer day. Like, I think I, like, baking a lot of, like, thing on the warmth.
Yeah, but it's been cold.
It's a little chilly. Even though we're, like, pretty close to stuff, it's, like, there's this weird wind that sweeps through the fucking streets here that is kind of, like, bone-chilling a little bit.
Bone-chilling.
Yeah, but...
Volume dog.
I was going to say, if it would have been, like, 10 degrees cooler, like, I would be, like, trying to find out where the cruising grounds are up in here.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere I look, it makes it seem like the cruising is in, like, malls and bathrooms and hotels.
Because it's cold.
Hotel saunas and shit like that. Like, how do you, like, cruise out of a hotel sauna you're not staying at?
Oh, yeah. Well, people were, like, posted up last night along the street.
There's a lot of massage places here, too, I've noticed.
Yeah.
They've got to be, like, naughty, right? Like, especially in vacation destinations.
Well, I know. We're talking about how New Orleans is sexual, so maybe that's true.
Maybe it is.
I've never been to a vacation city that didn't have something with a happy ending somewhere.
Exactly. It's like the bonus, like, frosting on the vacation.
Yeah.
Sort of speak.
Like a happy vacation, happy ending.
Happy, happy, happy.
Right. I was going somewhere with that, but I lost it again. That's fine. You want to know why? Well, because I'm on fucking vacation.
That's right. Fuck yeah.
My vacation ends when you guys leave, so. Although, that's not true. I am doing, like, a couple things.
Yeah, and you should.
After work each day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking myself to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
My sister got me a gift certificate for my birthday.
That's beautiful.
To take myself out. So I'm going to get really dressed up and walk to it because it's like 2 blocks away.
Nice.
And I'm going to take myself to dinner.
Nice.
I'm going to look so cute.
Yeah.
I'm going to video take myself 8 a.m.
I hope that's moist for you.
Man, I don't know what happened. I think I've, like, my brain broke while we were speaking or something.
Yeah, I didn't give you any poppers.
Oh my God, why does it keep singing to me? Like, I heard you. I heard you.
She wants to make sure you remember.
Every 40 minutes, a second? Like, give me a second to get off my fat ass.
No, I think it should be, like, you're right. The interval is a little. But, like, imagine if your technology started, like, all talking to you. Like, take this fucking
food. Yeah, like, yeah. Smart House? Yeah.
Wait,
that movie?
What's smart? Oh, wait. What movie?
With Katie Siegel?
She did a movie called Smart House.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's in our generation.
Wait, Katie Siegel from, like, Futurama?
And Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
And Married
That's
With...
That's the one I went to. The one that you can't see her in.
Married with Children.
Married with Children, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's the voice of the house.
I like her. She's baller.
Smart House.
Really?
Am I making this up?
Is it like a horror movie?
No. What? The house is just, like, alive.
It's and, alive.
Like, it's not alive. Well, it's, like, it's not really alive.
It's like
technologically alive.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're going to have to...
Did I make this up?
Oh my God, it really is every 40 seconds.
I told you.
But you know what would happen is you would go and shut it off and, like, you forget about it.
Okay, I didn't make it up.
It's a real thing. Was she in it?
Yeah. I said her name wrong.
Is it a children's movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. It's run by a virtual assistant, so like AI... named Pat.
Oh, Pat just spoke to you.
Anyways, blah, blah, blah. We have a smart house right now.
Yeah.
It's yelling at me.
It is. It's telling you.
I'm gonna let it just
show. Well, let her be like she wants.
Wear yourself out, young lady.
Oh.
Before I stuff another load in you.
So our kid would be 17 years old.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'd call her. I'd say young lady.
Young. You would. You'd be the daddy.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's really fucked up is I gendered the laundry as a woman without even thinking of it.
I did too. Yeah. I mean, mostly because I think like... No. I have.
Don't even entertain this conversation. No. It's my birthday, and I can shut you the fuck too. No. Okay. Go on. Yeah.
I was just gonna say that I like see women as better communicators. Like.
Oh, and this thing that keeps yapping.
Yeah. It's like reminding.
It's nagging us. No. As a husband would call it. Aaron thinks that the laundry machine is a woman because it's a nag. He said that. Quote, unquote.
Wow.
Yeah. You heard it. I mean, do you want to replay it? You know what's awesome?
What?
I've spent so many of my birthdays with you.
Aww.
My 21st.
That was so much fun.
Did I spend my 20th with you?
I don't know about the
20th. Oh, no. Was that the all-girls birthday?
Might have been.
Oh, no, that was 22nd. I went home from
Brooklyn. Yeah. We had fun. We did exactly what we were supposed to do for
18 hours one year.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we done on my birthdays? We've gone to New Orleans 2 birthdays for me so far.
Yep. And you've shared birthdays with me as well.
Yeah.
That's been a lot of birthday. Like, I mean.
Oh, you had a whole, you threw a whole party for me and invited all my friends at your house in Queens.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you decorated the shit out of the house.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, my God. What a good friend I am.
Jesus.
I'm just playing.
Wow. No, you're not. You're not at all playing. You're serious.
I love all these.
You are a great friend.
You are.
And you always, you know, I feel like you always know when it's a year I could really use a little birthday break from life.
Fuck yeah.
It's not like we can do it every year, but.
No, but hopefully at some point we will be able to.
Well, yeah.
I'm always looking forward to life.
Did we do Vegas for my birthday?
We did do Vegas for
your birthday. Was that my birthday?
I think so.
Or was that your birthday?
No, I think it was your birthday.
I just remember we got really fancy for that shit.
I saw more shows than I've seen in my entire life. I saw Elvis. I saw, what else did we see?
We saw Cirque du Soleil, Elvis. We saw Jabberwockies.
Oh, yes.
We saw.
There was one other at least.
We saw vampires, topless vampires. They were doing like aerial things.
And that the aerial things?
Yeah, exactly. That was cool.
Didn't we go
something else?
We went
ziplining.
We went ziplining. That was so much fun.
What else did we do while we were there? That was a really fun trip.
Like, I'm sorry, but that part of like Vegas is just like, and maybe it's more my speed, but it's like a lot louder and a lot more fun.
Did we see the Lion King?
The Lion King? I don't think so.
Who did I see that with? That wasn't you?
No, I don't think so.
What else? We saw something else. There was like one.
I'm not like an Elton John Disney queen. I just can't do it. I love Elton John. It's just the.
I saw Lion King in the movie theaters, and it was the first time a movie made me cry, and I was so embarrassed.
Oh, like the cartoon?
Yeah. I was a kid.
It made you cry?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was a kid. I was a bib. I don't know. Second grade or something?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I don't remember what year it came out, though. 93?
I feel like I remember coming home and I was like, no, didn't they? Really?
I bet it was 93.
It was that early?
Let's look.
Oh, my ear. It's more.
Wait it.
Simba.
I'm trying to think what I saw. I feel like I saw it in a hotel room, like...
94. You were right.
Damn.
I was close and you were right. That's usually how it goes with us. Oh, my family said, give Aaron a hug for me, please. Oh.
Hugs.
And then my sister said, aw, BFFs. And then my stepdad said, what a fuck. No, I'm kidding. He would never say that. I'm just fucking around.
No, I love that. And that's another good thing about long-term friendship. Like, you're like, especially if the friend like sees their family and gets along with their family, like to some degree, like they do become like an extension of your reality, you know, like
yeah.
Only your good friends do like
learn their parents' names and siblings' names and like maybe a couple.
You've been with my mom alone before.
Yeah.
She's done your hair and stuff.
Your mom is always like, was great for grooming tips. I still remember her telling me how I should shave like my beard.
Oh, she taught you how to shave your beard line?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's good at that.
Yeah. And she was like, you know, it's just like all of this, it just will look like messy. Like I love, cause she like, I know she wouldn't necessarily select my hair for whatever, but like she like was really giving tips to make myself look as good as I could with my look. And like, I really—
Yeah, she
like,
catered it to your look.
I totally respect
that. She loved like, your hair though. She thinks that it's very healthy and nice, so.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you look good with blonde hair.
I know.
That's not true. I mean, my mom like dated a guy with long hair.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't dislike long hair.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. And you keep it nice and it has like a wave to it. It's not just like stringy and like, which I find a lot of, you know, guys with long hair, they don't know how to.
It's always such a pain. Like, you know, you'll find like, you know, the hair cutting queens who usually like, I don't cut men's hair. And like, but then they see me and they're like, oh, well, I'm used to cutting long hair. And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why it should be.
My hair is down on my ass.
That's why it should be like chill. But like, I do find that sometimes they're like, so we should layer it. I'm like, no, like hippie, like me, wavy, like don't.
Well, your hair waves on its own.
Don't try styling me up.
Sometimes people will layer it to like give you a little more of a curl, but you don't need that. Your hair waves.
Or their version does it, yeah. So it's
cool. It has a good wave pattern to it.
Yeah, I would love, like, I love, like, those kind of, like, primping things. Like, going to the hairdresser feels like you're going, like...
I have never gone to a hairdresser, aside from the people that worked right next to my mom because she was, like, on vacation or something. I've never gone to anyone but my mom.
Really?
My whole life. And, like, sometimes if she was training somebody
that's
at her
really
station. Because my mom's always been, like, the elder... You know, even when she was young, you know, she was like the wise hair guru at every salon that like people would come. But, you know, they all share tips with each other. Like maybe she's, you know, she needs tips with some new style that some younger girl's going to teach, you know, whatever. Anyway, no. So like she'd be training people and she'd be like, all right, I'm going to do my daughter's hair. And it was a way so that my mom could do her clients, but also I could get my hair split. But like with her supervision, you know, like she was right there to be like, no, do the foil right here or like do this or do that. So like I was like her, you know, but those are the only people I went to. I have never walked into a salon that my mother didn't work at and say, hi, I'd like you to do my hair like this ever in my life.
Okay.
It's extremely expensive.
That's true.
I do not know. I just a year ago finally started getting my nails done again after like 10 to however long of not, like 10 years of not doing it. And like it's, and I've kept it up. Like I've kept going and it's every 2 weeks. And it's not that I get very cheap nails compared to how everybody get. Every other person I know gets them with at least a specific type of polish that's more and a specific type of design that's more. And then they add on the bells and whistles. And I don't do that. I get the fucking cheapest fill you can possibly get. And I've replaced them one time because eventually they get too like old and you got to like replace the underneath, you know? Anyways, my point being, I don't spend any money because I'm also broke, right? But like, I don't spend any money on like my looks or anything. And I finally was like, get your fucking nails done. It's a tax deductible. It's a tax write off. Who gives a shit? Just
right.
It's not expensive. It's like $35 plus a $10 tip or whatever the fuck. And I finally did that for a full year. And my point being, I cannot wrap my brain around spending that much money on myself as far as hair. Like, yeah. I couldn't, I buy box dye. Even when I'm home, I don't even ask my mom to do my hair. I cut my hair myself.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not. Who spends money like that? Anyways, my point being, you can sign up to my OnlyFans and you can tip me this weekend for my birthday so that I have money to get a fucking, my hair done. I have all these fucked up dye spots because I did it wrong. And somebody needs to fix it. And I guess I could do it with my mom, but I want to go to like somebody.
You want
to
try something new.
I just like.
Where they give you a glass of champagne.
I don't want to bother my mom. And also, you know, I don't want to have to go back to Massachusetts just to get my hair done.
No, fair enough.
fair enough. But it is expensive.
If she ever heard this, she would kill me. And she'd be like, how dare you? Nobody's going to touch your hair but me. Trust me, that's how she is.
I mean, it's crazy because, like, I always go and I look and I see haircut, $30. And then, like, they look at me and they're like, haircut, $60.
$80.
Okay. Yeah, right. And something like that. Like,
there's a huge difference between
cutting long hair,
taking the trimmers and doing a fade.
Totally.
And listen, that is an art form in and of itself.
No,
that,
for sure.
You know, especially like, my mom works next to a woman that's a really quick barber, and she only sees men, and they're in and out of her chair in like 7 minutes. And my mom can do the same haircut, but it's going to take my mom like 15. This woman is like 7.5 minutes in, out, dirty. She asks you 3 questions about your dog, your kids, your wife. You're out of there. You're done. It's amazing. It's an art form.
See,
however, doing your hair, like, yeah. Your hair is mad long. That's an $80 haircut, for sure.
No, yeah. And I mean, like, and it's funny because always in New York, like, they always be trying to charge me $10 extra to blow dry that shit afterwards. And I'm like,
yeah.
I do not have the patience to sit here and wait for you to blow dry my hair.
Like, but your hair dries nice anyways. That's the thing is, if people only knew, this is a natural curl pattern. I don't put product in it. It dries on its own like this. I don't do anything to it. Then they understand, he's easy. It's because people think you come in with your hair having been in curlers all night. It's beautiful. You have like the perfect. Anyways, I digress. You guys have to go watch soccer. I love you so much. Thank you for coming to New
York. Oh my God.
Thank you for this beautiful hotel. Thank you for everything you've done for me so far. Thank you. I love you. I can't wait to steamboat Willie with you or whatever it's called. No, wait, hold on. We're going to have to delete that. Is that the Mickey Mouse that's out of contract now? Or whatever.
Oh, no.
Is it Steamboat Willie?
I have no idea. Yeah. Just keep saying it again so I have more to delete.
No, you don't have to delete it. No. Walt Disney released the trademark on it.
I'm going to motorboat Willie you.
I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I'm so mad. All right, put on soccer. Bye, everybody. Love you.